Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. Let's get started with more Lust Epidemic. Just an hour, and then another hour tomorrow, and then we'll see how many hours I do on, let's see, Thursday. Yeah. And that'll be it, because Friday I'll be out of here. Like, I'll be spending some time with some friends, and I'll be back, and I'll be back in January. But yeah, a change of scenery would be good. Oh man. Alright, so where the fuck are we going here? Alright, nope. It says wander around and talk to everybody. I don't fucking see nobody.
Oh. What do you need?
The weather's looking nicer. I wonder how feasible it would be to hike the Northern Bridge. And then she said something about heels, yeah. Nothing in there.
Hello, Bradley.
Did you talk to Sister Catherine? Yeah, we're gonna go outside. It sounds fun, Brad. Alright. At least there's not too many people we have to talk to. Find a blanket for us to use on our picnic?
Here it is.
Bradley, I know we shouldn't use a nice blanket, but this smells like toots. Sorry, Cat. I'll find a way to clean it. It smells like toots! The elevator's broken. I can't believe you live at home with your older brother and Valerie. It's only temporary. I just need to get a job. You're still a kid, Brad. Hey, soon I'm gonna buy my own place and it's gonna be kick-ass. Yeah. Tell her. You're gonna be with cats. I mean, there's nothing wrong with cats. I've got two cats.
What do you want?
What are you up to, Simon? None of your business. You better stay out of trouble or I'll tell your mom. You stay away from her. I don't know. I fucking talked to everybody, didn't I?
What is it?
What are you looking for? I lost something. First your keys and now a serum bottle. What's wrong with you? Hey, I never said serum. You took it. No, I didn't. I found all mine, fair and square. You found more than one? I found several so far. Well, have fun. I've got plenty more at home anyway. How much of this stuff has you made? Let's just say lots of it. What do you do with it? I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to get in trouble. But who would get you in trouble? You can tell me. And why would I trust you? If anything, you're the last person in this world I should tell. Are you some sort of drug dealer? Let's just say I work for people who use this stuff. I get paid, but I'm no dealer. Well, you should sell it. I know I'd buy some. Every dude would buy some. You'd be rich. You think so? Definitely. Who wouldn't want to buy this stuff? It's amazing. Fuck all them goddamn Fuck all them goddamn PUA,
what?
Courses and all that shit that they sell.
Oh, you gotta get with the red pill and PUA and you gotta learn game. Nah,
I got this motherfucking serum. These bitches gonna run. You look bad. Maybe guys, man, I wish I never used this shit. This woman crazy. She's crazy. Nah, I use the serum.
Bitch done bit off my ear. Like I was a Vander Holyfield. Definitely, who wouldn't want to buy this stuff? It's amazing. I'd have to do it behind their backs. I'll think about it. How do we load for that?
Hello there.
This room is a dump. I had no idea this was here. What's with the locked door? I don't know, but whatever it is, Parker spent a fortune on it. Can you break in? I'm not gonna break in, Brad. Once we get the cops here, I'll confront Buddy about it. You don't need to involve yourself in this. What about the special boots that nobody seems to notice are totally looking like a Metroid item? I mean, in the floating boots, you know, kind of weird. Nobody notices them. Oh, just a pair of floating boots? Okay. Now I actually have a place to go, so. Hold on, are we, Yeah, it's on fast. Brad, are you going to do laundry? Yeah, Val, I just want to wash this blanket. Let me help you with that. Oh, shit! Val, are you okay? Ah, these damn heels on the slippery stone floor. You didn't break anything, did you? No, Brad. It's just my leg is cramping. Is there anything I can do to help? Yes, Brad. Can you massage my calf? Oh, sure, Val. Right here? A bit higher. That feels good, Brad. The cramp is going away? Now do my thigh. Okay, Oh, what the hell he's doing there? I guess maybe. How does this feel? Yes, good. I guess I was very tight from stress. You've got great thighs, Val. It's because I exercise, something you should be doing. Again with the exercise. I'm in great shape. Aha, yes you are, Brad. Go lower. Here? Oh, yes, this feels good. What about here? Bradley. Sorry, Val. You're just very tight down there. You've done enough. Now help Valerie up, Brad. Thank you, Brad. Let me help you with that. It might be a while, so why don't you go play outside till it's done? Thanks, Val. You don't know how to use a washing machine, mate? And you're sure of this? Yes, the tracks are deep and fresh. Made since it stopped raining, but while the ground was still wet. Brad, you say you saw someone last night in this area? Yup, it was a tall dude, very dark. I couldn't really see him. But when he saw me, he darted back into the woods. Buddy said someone was messing with the wiring in the electrical box. It was probably the same person you saw and who left these tracks. Why would someone open up the electrical box, tear out wires, and then haul butt back into the woods? What's his motive? A vandal would be my guess. Or someone wanting to rob the chapel, thinking they could disable the security system by tearing out the wires. Yeah, and they ran away when they figured out the building wasn't empty. Is there any way this person could have shot Father Parker? You mean instead of Buddy? How? Parker was inside the whole time. Well, when we heard the gunshot last night, Buddy was outside. Do you think Parker went outside last night and Buddy accidentally shot him? And then hid the body in the chapel when he realized what he'd done? I don't know. It's possible that Buddy didn't do it. Let's all just keep an eye out. Let's go. Alright, that's easy.
Hello, dear.
So I hear you're going to have a picnic lunch. I've got food, Bradley. Would you like to join us, Miss Valerie? I'd rather not be the third wheel. Val! A wheel? Never mind her, she's teasing me. Your blanket is finished washing, Brad. Thanks, Val. You found a clean blanket. You didn't find it, you were handed it.
Hello.
Are you ready, Bradley?
Yep, I got the branklet. The blanket.
Yeah, I got the blanket. Let's go, Bradley. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, she says something. She said something. Sometimes people talk fast. And... damage is so much worse than I thought. You'll be here a while longer, right? Well, I guess so. There isn't any other way out. Don't be sad, Bradley. Have you enjoyed your time here so far? I guess I have. Then everything's good. What's gonna happen now that the creepy priest is dead? I don't know. I suppose someone else will take his place. I just hope whoever comes to us that he is a decent man. You are a decent man, aren't you, Bradley? Sure, Cat. I'm decent at a lot of things, but some things I'm better than simply decent. That's not what I meant, silly. What other things are you good at? Well, it seems I've picked up a talent for pleasing ladies since I've gotten here. This place is special for you? It helps you to be kind to ladies? Not exactly. You are speaking of sex. Ha! Yes, Cat. Sex. You helped me please myself, Bradley. I don't know how you did it. I guess you do have a talent. Let me take it further. It only gets better. Bradley, no, it was a mistake the first time. You didn't feel that way at the time. I know, it's like I'm two different people. When I was with you, I couldn't resist. I knew it was wrong, but I simply couldn't stop it. I'm just that good. You have a way with me, Brad. Is every man like you? Nope, I've got something special. I want you to teach me more, Bradley. Awesome. I know a great place where we can go and fuck. What? No. I just want you to tell me more about sex and seduction. Many years ago, I lost this opportunity. I don't want it to happen again. Okay, Catherine, I'll teach you. But first, I need to get you in the right mood. Yes, Bradley, do what you did before. Make me feel in the mood.
I can't right now.
Why not? Just trust me. I need a bit more time. I'll show you everything later. Okay, Bradley. I trust you. Have either of you seen Denny? I have not. I have not seen him for a while. Let me know if you do. Sure thing. That's odd. Denny was outside, on the other side of the building last I saw him. Do you think he got eaten by a demon? Haha, no. I think I'd rather go inside, just to be safe. Sure, Cat. It's been fun, though, hasn't it? Oh, yes, Bradley. I'm enjoying my time with you. I've not seen Denny either. Did he leave on foot? I don't think so. He would have said something. How about now? Is that the last thing you needed? Simon, are you talking to Buddy? Hey, none of your business. Leave me alone. Don't even think about breaking him out. He'll kill us all. No, he won't. You're just mad that you're not in charge. That's why you locked him up. That's what he told you? That we're jealous of his authority? Only you would believe that, you idiot. Go away. I'm gonna tell your mommy. Wait, no! Then go back downstairs. Fine. He looked. I looked. He wasn't in the woods as far as I can tell. Denny is missing? Yes, appears so. That proves Buddy is innocent. And how's that? He's been locked up, so how could he be the one that murdered Denny? Who said anything about murder? Maybe he left to go and see if the other bridge is still up. That would make sense, except he definitely would have told me. The bridge is 20 miles away. Not an easy trek in these dense woods. Hey, Buddy told me there are security cameras pointing outside. We can check those. What? There are no outdoor security cameras. Well, tell that to Buddy. If it's true, that could solve the mystery. I better check this out. Hey! Holy shit. What the hell, dude? Get off him! Stop it, Brad! Buddy's innocent! Buddy, Denny's been eaten by the Dame Woods demon. Eaten? He's missing. Simon here says you have security footage from outside the building. Aha, nice one. Well, no, I don't. Where's my gun? I destroyed it. Well, that's just great. Hey, where are you going? I'm going to find Denny. In the woods? Hey, get back here. How far are you going to go to the next bridge? That's 20 miles, I know. Don't you need supplies to go that far? You would. I don't. Look, Buddy, we've had our differences, but I want you to find him. Take this. Thanks, Steedley. I want to come with you. It's too dangerous for kids. You've been a lot of help, little man, but this mission is for grown-ups. You need to hold down the fort. When I get back, if everything is still in one piece, I'll give you a toy truck, okay? Wait, you realize I'm 23 years old. Really? Take up smoking, kid. He's saying that because it'll make him age faster. I can't believe you gave that madman a gun. Look, Amber, I think he's telling the truth. Then who killed Parker? I don't know, but our best bet to find Denny, and if he makes it far enough, find out if the North Bridge is crossable. You want to get out of here, don't you? In one piece. I could have helped, buddy. Look at the bright side. As long as you don't fuck things up here, you'll get a toy truck. Aha, very funny, Brad. Audio NVIDIA fucking up or something. Seems like it fixed itself. All right. Okay. Hello there.
Hello there.
I hope Denny is simply walking to the North Bridge. Is it like him to run off like that, though? No, I don't know what's going on. Something is happening here, but I can't put my finger on it. Maybe there's some way to turn off the security lasers. Here's a switch. Wonder if that worked. Okay. Here's a switch. Wonder if that worked. I need a code, apparently. I found something.
I found something.
You found a blank security card. Member, excuse me, reminder. An electrical surge can happen if too many radiators are turned on. Check the two red switches on the left and right walls. You hear a click. Right click and see the doors you unlocked. Two of them.
I found something.
Locker key. Yeah, my sounds are a little messed up now. I don't know. Must be NVIDIA. Not much I can do about that. Fortunately, I'm gonna have to bring this one to a close because NVIDIA seems to be fucking up. I'll see what's going on. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more Lust Epidemic. Stay tuned.